Zakt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Bava Kama, Perik Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Nasan Layasakeret. Again, the Gazlan stole something, swore that he didn't, and then he was Maida. Now has to pay a Chaimish, and he has to bring a carbon Asham. Now, he paid the Keren. Keren means the principal amount that he stole. He paid it to the Nigzal. Again, the Nigzal is the victim, the one that we stole from. But he didn't pay the Chaimish yet. He didn't pay the extra fifth. When the Nigzal says, when are you paying me the extra fifth? You have to give me an extra fifth. You swore falsely. So, v'nishba loya l'chaimish. He swore to him, I gave it to you already. And he swears that he gave it to him already. And afterwards, he's moida that he didn't. So, it's the second time he swore falsely. Once on the carry, now about the chaimish. The din is, harezeh, this gazlin, mishalim, has to pay chaimish al chaimish. He has to add a fifth to the fifth. Let's say the carry, the principal amount that he stole, was 80. He swore falsely, now he has to add a fifth. That means he has to add another 20. That's how we measure a fifth. That's how we figure a fifth. Really, there are two ways to figure a fifth. You can take, let's say he owes 80. You can take 80 and divide it by 5. That's called the Chaimish Milagav. Then there's something called the Chaimish Milabar, from the outside. It means to say, take 80 and divide it by 4. If I took 80 and divided by 4, it would be 20. And add now, on top of the 80, another 20 to make sure I have 5 20s instead of 4 20s. That's how we're measuring a chaimish. So let's say he stole 80, and he has to add a chaimish, that means he has to add 20. And he says, I did it, and he even swears that he did it, and now he's minded that he lied about the chaimish. So now he has to add a chaimish on the 20. How much is that? Another 5. Once he swears falsely about the chaimish, once he swears falsely about the extra 20 that he owes him, so the 20 becomes a karen on its own. And we do the same thing. I take 20 and divide it by 4, that would be 5, and I add a fifth, fourth. So again, Nasan Leis a Karen, originally he gave him the Karen. V'nishblei l'chaimish, but he swears in the Chaimish. He gave him back the 80, but he swears the other 20, I gave it to you. The 80, Taka gave him, but the Chaimish he didn't. Now he's made that he swore falsely on the Chaimish. Hareza Meshalim Chaimish al Chaimish. So he has to pay a Chaimish on the Chaimish. He has to pay another 5 in addition to the 20. Fine, he gives him the 20. The Nigzal says, where's the other 5? He swears he paid him the other 5, and then he's made that he lied again. It's really the third time he's lying. First he lied about the original 80. That's why he had to pay a chaimish to start with. Then he lied about the first chaimish. Now he's lying about the second chaimish. Now he admits, he has a pattern of lying and admitting, swearing falsely and admitting. Now he has to pay a chaimish on the second chaimish. And this keeps going on. Ad sheyismayit hakeren pachas mishava pruta. Until the chaimish that's left, that he has to pay, is less than a shava pruta, then there's no more any chaimish on that. Zakta Mishnah Vayita, just like a gazlin has to pay a keren and a chaimish, and he also has to bring a carbon asha. When he swears falsely, the same is true for a shomer. Someone who's watching something, and he swears falsely, he also has to add a chaimish and bring a carbon asha. Even though, in the case of the Shomer, the money came to him beheter. It's not like a gazlin who originally steals the money. He's a Shomer. The Balabas asked me, can you please watch something for me? And I said, yes. Still, being that I lied and I swore, I have to pay a chaimish and a usha. How exactly it works, what the person tying it, what did he lie about, we'll soon see. So again, Zakta Mishnah v'chein b'pekadon, this din of a karen chaimish and the carbon asham is also by a pekadon, not just by gzeil. Shenemer, as the Pasik says, this is in Parshas Vayikra, Kapitel Chavhei, Pasik Chav Aleph, we'll read the entire Pasik. Nefesh kisechta, if a person sins, imola mal b'Hashem, and he behaves unfaithfully against Hashem, you see, as Rav Shamshon Rufal Hirsch explains, when a person isn't honest with his friend, that's considered as if he isn't honest with Hashem. V'chichesh ba'amisai, and he lied to his friend, b'pikadayin, whether it was in regard to something that was given to him to watch, oy b'sesum es yad, or in regard to a loan, oy b'gazel, or a thing taken away through gezela, oy oshak es emisai, or he kept something back from his neighbor. In the next pasuk it says, oy matza aveda, or he found something which was lost. And the pasuk goes on to say, v'chicheshba, and he denies it, v'nishbal shak, and he swears falsely. In all these cases, not just gezela, Reza Meshalem, he pays Karen, the principal amount, the Chaimesh, an additional fifth, and the Asham, and he has to bring a carbon Asham. Now, let's explain, how does it work, let's say, with a pekadon. A pekadon is a deposit. Suppose we have a shomer chinam. Hello, can you please watch my bread? Sure, I can watch your loaf of bread for you. I'm a shomer chinam. I'm not charging him, but I'm a kabel shmira. Comes back after a while, he says, hey, pigdaini, where's my pekadon? Amalei, I say to him, oh, but it's lost. And you know, I'm a shomer chinam, I'm potter, something is lost. He's not so happy. He says, Mashbiach ani, I want you to swear to me. Now, a shomer chinam really has to make three shvuos. He has to swear that he wasn't sholeach yad, that he didn't use it for himself, even if he only used a tiny drop for himself. Let's say it was a bicycle and he rode around with it. So then he would be chayv. A lot of different shitas about this, but we're just talking in general terms. Then regardless of what happens, he would be chayv. So he has to swear that he wasn't sholeach yad. Because if he was sholeach yad, it's not an excuse to say it was lost. Even if an oinus happened, he would still be chayv. Once you use it, too late. You're responsible. He has to swear that he wasn't posheah. That he wasn't negligent. I'm telling him it was lost. In other words, I put it in a good place, reasonably good place, and somehow it was lost. But if I left it on the street and I come back the next morning and I say it's lost, obviously that's not a good teretz. I have to swear that it wasn't a pesheya. And I also have to swear that I'm not hiding it. Maybe I want his bike. Maybe I want his bread. So I'm telling him, oh, it was lost. So I'm sorry, someone took it, someone must have eaten your bread. And what happens afterwards? Dr. Mishnah Vaitava, Edom, Edom, Isai, then Edom, witnesses come and they testify, Shechole, the Shomer ate it himself. So in this case, Mishal and Karen, he only pays Karen. He doesn't pay a Chaimish. He doesn't bring a Karben Hashem. If Hoidem Yatzma, he admitted on his own, he knocks on his door one night and says, you know, I have to tell you the truth, I swore falsely. Yama says, I took it myself, I ate it myself. Then the din is, Mishalim, he pays Karen, V'chaimish V'asham. Not just the principal amount, he pays the principal amount, plus another fifth, and a carbon asham. The din of chaimish and asham is only when he's moida that he lied. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If I stole something, I swore falsely that I didn't steal it, then I'm moida, I pay him the Karen, I also have to pay him the chaimish. We said if, let's say, I took 80, I have to add 50. He comes to me for the 50, I say, what, I gave it to you already? And I swear that I gave it to him, and then I admit that for the second time I lied. So the chaimish becomes the principal. I have to pay a chaimish on the chaimish. In addition to the 20, I have to pay another fifth. The chaimish, the 20, becomes the principal, and I have to add a chaimish to the chaimish. And let's say I do it again, I have to pay again, until it's less than a shavah pruta. This din of a karen v'chaimish is lav dafka by gezeilets, even if it came to my hands beheter. Actually, the pasuk said five different ways that you can pay a karen plus a chaimish plus a asham. Either a pekadon was deposited by me and I lied. I owe my friend money and I lie that I don't owe him the money. Or I stole it. Or he worked for me and I didn't pay him, but I swear that I did pay him. Now a moida. Or an aveda. I found an aveda before the bailim were miyash themselves. He lost something. I found it. I found it before they gave up hope. I lie about it. In regard to these five things, if I swore falsely and afterwards I was moida, I pay a karen chaimish and an asha. And then we learn, for example, by a shomer chinam. The man says, where's my item? He says it was lost. Swear to me. Then Edom come along and say, he took it himself. And he still insists that he's right. He pays the karen, he does not pay the asha. But if he's moida on his own, some say even if he's moida on his own after the Edom came, but at one point he's moida on his own, then in addition to the karen he would pay even if he's not moida. But in addition to the karen, he pays a chaimish and an asham. You have to realize something. The chaimish and an asham is not necessarily a punishment. It's a chesed that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave so that a person can have a kapara for lying falsely, which is a terrible avera. So if you're moida on your own, then you're zaycha to have this kapara. If not, nebuch, the karen he has to pay anyway. But he's not zaycha to have a kapara. It's always better if you did something wrong to admit it.